Jurors in the trial of Washington sniper John Allen Muhammad are now hearing evidence to determine whether he should be sentenced to death or to life in prison. Earlier this week, the same jury convicted Muhammad of capital murder in the death of Maryland resident Dean Myers. Today, jurors heard gripping testimony from Muhammad's ex-wife and from the brothers of Dean Myers. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
John and Mildred Muhammad were married for a little more than 11 years, and for a while had every semblance of a normal, happy marriage. Today, speaking softly, wearing a blue patterned scarf on her head, Mildred painted some scenes from that marriage. The couple had three children and helped other troubled children in their Tacoma, Washington community. He was a good father at that time, she testified. Together they ran a successful car repair business. But after John returned from the first Gulf War, Mildred testified, things began changing. Eventually, the car repair business began failing. In September 1999, she and John separated. She had custody of the children. John, she said, disappeared. He returned one day in February when she said he called her into the garage. She said he told her, "Come here, I need to talk to you. Just know this, you have become my enemy, and as my enemy, I will kill you." She testified, she responded, "Well, I've been sleeping with the enemy." Shortly after that, John took the children without her consent. 18 months later, she was reunited with them, and together they've lived in Clinton, Maryland, ever since. She said that she's talked to her children about the trial, saying she had not tried to convince them one way or the other of John's guilt, telling them it was for the jury to decide. She said when her children learned she was coming to testify, they asked if they might send their father letters. Those letters from children struggling to make sense of the actions of their notorious father formed the basis of some of the most moving testimony in a trial that has had its share of emotional moments. As copies of the children's handwriting were displayed on a large screen, Mildred read the letters. From his son, John Jr., a 13-year-old. "Hey, Dad, this is your son. Wish you were here with me. I'm playing full contact football. I love you so much, and nothing will ever change that, ever." His 11-year-old daughter, Selena, drew hearts on her envelope. "I play the violin like Minister Louis Farrakhan," she wrote. "I love you very much, and I always will." From his 10-year-old, a note written on a computer. "This is your baby girl, Taliba. I miss you so much," she wrote, with several O's and so. And she posed some questions to her father. "Did you say my name on TV?" And she wanted to know, "Why did you do all those shootings?" "I love you, Daddy, and I always will." Mildred also testified her children had expressed concern about her. She said Taliba told her, "If Daddy gets out, that means he will kill you, and I don't want to live the rest of my life without my mommy." As he has throughout most of the trial, John Muhammad sat stoically through this. Mildred occasionally glanced at her ex-husband, but neither betrayed any emotion. If the children's letters tugged jurors' heartstrings one way, the testimony that followed from victim Dean Myers' brother Larry tugged them back. He described how his brother had been shot in the arm, ironically, by a Viet Cong sniper in Vietnam. In going through his things after his death, Larry said he discovered Dean had supported two World Vision children and donated to numerous charities, things he never told his family. "He was my brother, and I think he was my best friend," Larry told jurors. This afternoon, the prosecution rested, and the defense began calling witnesses they hope will convince jurors to spare Muhammad's life. Among them was a friend from his army days, the owner of a karate school Muhammad's son attended, and a nurse in Tacoma he had an affair with. Tomorrow, both sides are expected to deliver their closing arguments, and then Muhammad's life will be in the hands of the jury. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Virginia Beach, Virginia.